Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to open a window. On days when it is not unreasonably hot or unreasonably cold, bringing a little fresh air inside can completely change your mood. As longtime listeners know, my family bought and renovated a very old house over the past year. As part of that renovation, we wound up replacing most of the windows. I chose an efficient model of window that has an integrated screen. When the window is closed, the screen is hidden. But when you push up the window, the screen comes up. It's really quite nifty. Anyway, the upside is that we can actually open the windows with no seasonal screen replacement bother. I spent this morning working in my office with a lovely breeze wafting in. Last night, we were having some issues with the AC, and two of my children needed to sleep with their windows open. They both said the same thing. It feels like we're at the beach. With the wind blowing across the room, and with the night sounds like crickets, an open window feels like a little treat. I know that many modern buildings have been engineered to be virtually airtight, and certainly that does lower the heating bills in the winter. But if it is possible, opening a window can completely change the feeling of being inside. You are no longer separated from the outside. You are experiencing the upsides of the natural world, the moving air, the smell of trees. But you are insulated from the not-so-great parts like bugs or rain or dust. As I said to one of my kids, it's like you're camping, but you're in your own bed. What's not to like about that? Of course, the ultimate version of opening a window is to create a screened-in porch. If you are lucky enough to have one or wise enough to build one, you should just move your laptop there or choose that spot as your perfect reading or playing nook. But of course, landing a screened-in porch is a little more complicated than getting a window. Most of us do have windows, and a great many of us can open them from time to time, even if that does mean putting the screens on when the weather switches. It might be worth the bother. You don't have to do every window, but a few in the rooms where you do hang out during the spring, summer, and fall could change things a lot. And if you are renovating or moving, you might consider how windows play into all of this. In any case, today, if the weather is nice, consider opening a window. Even if the weather is sweltering during the day, consider opening a window when things cool down at night. You can be part of the great outdoors while still sheltered from it. It really is the best of both worlds. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.